You're listening to Fancy a Brew Podcast with Aaron and Lucy. Email us on fancyabrewpod@gmail.com. Find us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for Fancy a Brew Pod.
Hello and welcome to Fancy a Brew. I'm Lucy and I'm joined here today with my pal Aaron. We're recording at Aaron's flat. Lovely flat again. And we're having a bit of a slumber party.
Yeah.
Aren't we?
So, you get to hear my what I've been told is ridiculously loud snoring.
Well, we can talk about that next time.
Yeah, when you and I have possibly fallen out. I've got your noise cancelling earplugs that were very expensive. They're titanium.
Oh my God.
And some silicone, just in case those don't work.
Just in case I need to double up.
You will need to. You will need to double up. You don't seem too
fussed by it because I am quite deaf.
Right.
Like, genuinely. When I was born.
Great for working in radio.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a real benefit to any of my radio.
Absolutely
work.
Has.
Since I was born, one of my ears hasn't developed properly internally. So I've got really bad balance and I'm a bit deaf. So I actually lip read more than I. Listen.
Oh, wow.
So sometimes, you know, when I mean it.
I mean, I tend to mumble, apparently, so you're probably, with me, you're probably.
I'm also a mumbler. But I think it's one of those things where when you've been friends with someone for a while, you can afford to be like, what did you say? Or, sorry, can you say that again? Like, more than the, like, allowed three times. But, like, after that, you know.
You just have to give up.
Best guess, yeah. But now, you know, we've been friends for a long time, so I can just be like.
It's been many, many, many cares.
Tell me again. Again, but slower. So I'm staying over tonight, which is going to be a lot of fun.
It is.
We've been out for a lovely meal. I'm super full.
As am I, actually.
And I've got half of it left to.
I did leave. I left food, which is very unusual. I mean, it was mostly bone. No, I'm joking.
It weighed more than the usual thing.
Absolutely. we went for a Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah, we did. In Stratford. A delight.
Amazing.
Yeah,
amazing.
So, I've got a cup of tea, and Aaron's got what we call this fizzy apple juice.
Yeah, it's sparkling water with pure apple juice in it.
I love apple juice.
It's very nice. It's a cloudy apple as well.
Posh.
Can't beat a cloudy apple.
Can't. You really can't.
Posh.
Very posh.
Yeah, this is not from concentrate.
not
what you used to have as a kid. You remember this? Oh, that powdered orange juice. Did you ever have that as a kid?
No.
Yeah. It was like a sachet of powder.
Like Dioral.
And you added it to water and it turned it into like orange juice. It was disgusting. I think maybe I'm showing my age a little bit.
No, I don't know that.
As I have just turned 36.
Oh my God. Jack, you know what? Jack asked me the other day how old you were going to be. And I said, 32, 33.
Oh, really? Yeah. I'll keep that. That's fine.
So when you said earlier, 36, now I was like, yeah. And in my head, I was like, shit, I have no idea how old you are.
Really? Wow.
Because I just think we're the same age. But
yeah, me too.
I think
awkward.
So during this episode, some of the things we're going to discuss, but not limited to, are going to the gym.
Yes.
New family members. And FaZe London Hen Weekend.
Yes.
And of course, we can't end a podcast without it. Something we learned since the last pod.
Yes. So it seems like a forever ago now.
Yeah.
It was the middle of February, was it?
Yeah.
It was just after we recorded the last pod. Just before Valentine's, actually, she came down.
Mm.
Or just after, I can't remember. It's sometime in the middle of February. And it was an absolutely lovely weekend. Now that she's been here, I can tell you what we did. So
yes.
On the Friday afternoon, she arrived and we went to Hyde Park for afternoon tea, which was awful.
Oh, really?
Oh my God, it was just awful. It was terrible.
Where did you go?
Well, for a start, I've never buy a voucher for an afternoon tea. Oh, it was awful. We arrived at the Marriott, they say it's Hyde Park. It's not Hyde Park. It was on Edgware Road, halfway up towards Edgware Road Station. So it was in the bottom of this Marriott, right? And it was all chicken themed, which was really, really nice, was the restaurant.
Mm.
However, My sister asked for the vegetarian sandwiches for the platter. So they brought out this like wooden thing that looked like a bird's house, and it opened up with this like wire doors at the front and had all the sandwiches inside.
That's cute.
We had an avocado sandwich, which wasn't an avocado sandwich. It was half an avocado with a mozzarella ball inside it and tomato ketchup, right? This is the level of class that we started with.
Tomato ketchup?
Tomato ketchup, yeah. And then we had these little things that I was like, oh, that's a Yorkshire pudding. It was like mini Yorkshire puddings. It's like, no, that's not a Yorkshire pudding. That's an onion bhaji. I'm like, I'm sorry, that is a Yorkshire pudding. So I tasted it with Yorkshire. And he was just like going, oh, this is, I was like, they're macaron? He was like, yeah, those as well. He just couldn't be asked.
Oh, my God.
My sister was so hydrated. So if you look at my my Instagram, which is Aaron Trains, there's a picture of my sister, and she's got two glasses of cava.
Choo-choo.
And then she's got two smoothies, four lots of water, two lots of tea. We were very hydrated that day.
Oh, my God. We wasn't all over the shop.
Yeah. And the smoothies were supposed to come out in these like little mason jars, these little like milk bottles type things. They just came out in pint glasses. they just couldn't be asked.
Here's a pint of smoothie.
So that was the start.
That sounds so claggy.
It wasn't
very
class.
It gets warm.
Yeah. And then where did we go that night? I think I took her to the Philly cheesesteak place.
Oh,
actually.
Yeah, great.
We went out to the members club.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think we did a lot of shopping. Nice. We went to West Elm. We did lots and lots of shopping. We spent the whole day doing stuff. She just wanted to relax on that day. And then Sunday, we got up early and we went to the spa. So got a free gym and a jacuzzi and swimming pool and stuff. So I get a certain amount of free passes a year, and it's not a lot. It's like a tiny amount a year. So we went and we sat in the jacuzzi all morning. Because at first she was a bit self-conscious. She was like, oh, I don't want to go. I was like, okay, well, you can stay here. I'm going to go sit in the jacuzzi. Mm. So she came and then we just laid in the jacuzzi. She was like, oh, my God, this is lovely.
Oh, that'd be the relaxing time.
It was so nice.
Needed, yeah.
And then we went to the Malmaison for Sunday lunch, which was, again, absolutely lovely.
Better than the Marriott.
It was a lot better than the Marriott. Yeah, so I had unlimited Prosecco. And it was the Marriott Sunday lunch is really good. It's unlimited hors d'oeuvres as a start, then you get a 2-course meal.
Right.
It's really good.
Oh my God, that sounds great.
So that was very, very nice. And it was just an opportunity for her to just come down here, not spend any money, and just be spoiled a little bit. So I think she enjoyed it. Initially I was like, you can have my bed, and I was like, when she arrived, I was like, you're not having my bed. You're not having my brand new bed. I'm not sleeping on the sofa bed.
No.
I was like, but I've paid for everything else. You know, and it wasn't the money. That's not the point I'm trying to make. I just wanted to make it nice for her to come down and just not worry that she needed to spend any money. I think she had a nice time.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's one of those things, isn't it, where coming to London, just getting to London can be very expensive.
Yes. Well, I paid for the tickets as well.
Such a nice brother.
I know, right?
Aren't you?
I know. It's because I know what it's like to be in your late 20s, early 30s and have literally no money at all, where you've got more month than money.
Oh my God, tell me about it. It feels like that at the moment.
And it's only recently I've not had that in my life. It's a very recent thing.
Yeah. But I think those things, like, when they happen and you've been working for them, that is, you know, if that's one of your goals or whatever, or it's just the fact that that is a nice thing that's happened because you know, like that industry that you work in and you've got a job that could pay you a bit more. But also, like, you know what? We deserve to earn more money, you know?
We deserve to earn. Yeah.
Work hard for it. Don't put yourself down for it.
So I deserve everything I've got.
Yeah.
And you deserve everything you've got. And more specifically, something very, very specific that's arrived in your life.
A little specific very furry friend.
Whatever path that is leading to, please take us down that path.
Thank you. Well, he's probably about 6-8 weeks in our lives now. Jack and I have adopted a cat. He is beautiful.
Isn't he really old?
He's 12, yeah. So we hired him. I literally said hired him. That's ridiculous.
We hired him for the
weekend. We hired him for the weekend just to see how we felt. And we adopted him from a cat protection in Gildersham in Leeds. They are super popular. I mean, I loved it. You know, there seems to be quite an appetite for people to adopt pets in Leeds. But their website, like, updates every Thursday with, like, the the new lot of cats okay. get in, and then you can go on like...
like Lidl updates its website with the
yeah.
special deals.
Here's the new office, the weird middle aisle.
Thing. Yeah, here's the bit in the middle.
So we'd been on there, and there was a cat that we really liked the look of. It's a little ginger cat called Fifi. And then we went on like the Sunday. This was a Thursday, we went on the Sunday. And they said, I'm really sorry, but Fifi's been reserved.
Oh, I thought you said Fifi's died.
Fifi's died. She's not a gorilla.
That's not funny, by the way. In case all those crazy cat people...
Yeah, no, that's not true. She's in a very loving home. But Tiggy is still here.
Tiggy.
He was the only one left. And I'd looked at him on the website, and his picture was super gorgeous. But I thought, he's 12. I don't know if I really want... That's quite a lot of responsibility, because he's going to be, he's older. And he might die. more on the cards than it isn't. Then they said, do you want to go and meet him and see what you think? So he went in, and he came straight out of his little basket thing, and he was like straight up to me and was like purring away and like rubbing his little face on my hands. And I felt like a total connection.
I mean, you away. Are soft as shit anyway.
I am
so.
Soft as.
That cat saw you coming.
Oh my God,
dude. Here comes the gravy train. Here she comes.
So Jack was... rightfully so, a bit unsure, a bit like reticent. And then, so we were like, well, we'll go home and we'll have a think about it. And about a week later, I'd wore him down.
Oh, really?
Yeah, our friends came for dinner and they have a cat, some very similar breed. In fact, Tiggy just looks like an older version of their cat.
All right.
And we were like, what's he like? What's he like with Simba and blah, blah, blah. And by the end of it, Jack was worn down. Later on that week, we collected him, and it's been great. No problems, worrying about, like, oh, is he going to just not use his litter tray? Is he going to be, like, not very nice when we get him back to our house or whatever? But it's been absolutely...
Like Mr. Whiskerson from Friends.
Oh, it's so cute. Honestly, because he's old, there's none of this mad half hour that, like, kittens have. All my stuff is still intact. He just sits on the sofa, watches the telly with us, has his food, and is just super chill. And it's just perfect.
Do you get to know the story as to what happened?
He was in a household with lots of other cats and small children. And I think it was a bit much for him. And because the people at the Cats Protection Place said, they brought him in because he kept weeing everywhere. And I was like, oh, God. But he hadn't done that since he got taken into the rescue place. So yeah. I just think he was a bit scared. And
yeah, with that many toddlers as well, and the cats.
Yeah, and I think, cats can be total princesses, can't they? So, as we well know. And, if their litter tray isn't changed after it's been used... like, if they've done a turd or whatever, they won't use it. They just won't use it.
Wow.
So, potentially, if he had to share a tray with however many other cats, he's just like, nah.
I'll pee here. Thanks.
I'll just, be next to him. But he's great. It's been lovely.
Any plans for another?
Another cat? No.
Have you worn Jack down yet?
No, I haven't. But to be honest, I don't think the cat would want another.
Okay, so he's liking being the centre of attention.
Yeah,
the cat in everybody's life.
And I think, one is enough anyway.
Yeah.
And my friend came around the other day with her little boy, and I was a bit, not worried about how the cat would be, but how is that going to be with a toddler or a baby or whatever. And totally fine.
Nice.
Totally fine. Couldn't give two shits. So, great.
Talking about princesses.
Oh, yeah.
It's been my birthday.
Yes, it has.
This weekend,
yeah.
as we are recording. Mm. If anybody is listening knows me fairly well, I do like to drag out my birthday for at least Oh, a fortnight, up to a month.
Yeah, birthday month. Yeah.
Birthday month, yeah. It lasts for a while.
Yeah. December was my birthday month. I get it.
But I'm worth it.
Yeah.
Absolutely, 100%. Totally. Mm-hmm. So I got to work on Friday morning. I wasn't feeling well. I've had a lot of things going on. Lots of personal stuff, lots of work stuff. Mm-hmm. Just I've not been feeling very well. You know, just all sorts of stuff going on. So I got to work on Friday morning. You know, we just like hadn't slept. I wasn't in the best of moods. So the morning, I just thought, right, I'm just going to sit in a meeting room, get through my hundreds of emails that I needed to get through, and then go and join the team. And I said to them, one thing I hate, I mean, it's weird, one-to-one I like being the centre of attention, but groups of people I don't like being the centre of attention. I find it really difficult. So I went into, first thing my sister phoned me and sang happy birthday down the phone, which was lovely. Sorry, I'm getting a bit yawny.
But we are recording past your bedtime.
Which was like, absolutely, yeah. You know, I'm on my shutdown sequence. And it's like Windows 95.
Oh, that's neighbours.
same. We can't leave that in. So they sang happy birthday. And then I went to the agency office and they sang happy birthday really loudly.
Amazing.
Then I got to my desk and was like, please don't sing happy birthday. And you know when you're in the corner right, and I'm trying not to smile because I know what's coming. Because I saw them all like gathering and like, come on. And I was like, yeah, I have peripheral vision. I can see what you're doing.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, how unexpected. To my desk. So they gave me this cake, this big, like, unicorn rainbow cake.
Amazing.
Thing, and then sang happy birthday really loud in the middle of the office, which was so embarrassing. And I was like, oh, okay, awkward.
Well, for embarrassing birthday things, the company I used to work for, when it was your birthday, you get cake and a card, and they would put, like, celebration on. Spotify and the FA. Then everyone would just come and gather around and just applaud for like an uncomfortable amount of time.
Oh god, that's awful.
And it doesn't stop. It gets louder, gets quicker, gets faster, and you just have to sit there and take it.
Oh no.
It was the worst.
I think the worst thing is I used to work on the like exec floor when I worked in music licensing, and the managing director CEO, he ran the whole place, big wig, came out, and everybody was taking pictures of all the cakes because we're like three massive cakes on my birthday. And everybody was taking pictures, and he just came out and he went, do you know, I can remember a time when we just ate the cake. We didn't need to take a picture of the cake. I was like, okay.
You're like,
do you
want some cake?
Yeah, exactly. You're going to bitch about it, you're going to eat the cake, Pete, all right? So then after that, they got me some lovely presents. I got a bottle of Pink Bolly.
Nice.
I got some gift cards, a load of cash, another the cake. Then we went out for dinner, and we went to Momo's, obviously.
Of course, you went to Momo's.
So there's about 12 of us that went for Momo's.
I love it. Two Magnus.
So when they phoned up to book the restaurant, they were like, could we book a table? And they're like, we were full. They were like, it's for two Magnus. It's like, let's see what I can do. Right? Seriously. So we got a lovely table.
I've just realised, I don't think we've explained two Magnus.
No. Have we mentioned it before?
I don't know if we have. So basically, Aaron is very well known at Momo's because every time he goes he orders two Magnus, which is like a very simple explanation, but you can guarantee that every time you go in there he's like, oh hi, how are you doing, Mama? Two Magnus, and you're like, yes please,
yeah, and a fresh Momo sauce.
Yeah,
and then whenever I take anybody in now, because I take new people in every week,
yeah,
he literally takes the menu off everybody else and just goes, he'll order for you, he orders the best stuff. And yeah, I'm like, oh, yes.
You definitely don't know what you're ordering.
Yeah. I've been there many, 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 many times. The shredded potatoes are quite the delight. Mm. So then we were in the middle of this restaurant, and then what did they do?
Four
times a day. I hate being sung happy birthday to. So they sang incredibly loudly in the middle of the restaurant. Bearing in mind this is in the middle of Woolwich.
Yeah.
So when we left in the street, as I was going to get the DLR station, it was a Friday night in Woolwich. Once again, in the middle of the street, I was like, oh, could you just stop singing happy birthday to me now? And aside from that, you know, and then Saturday, I had a lovely evening on Saturday. I went out to ZZ's with my ex-boyfriend and my friend Anna. Going Anna. And you know, it's just been, this by far, this has probably been the best birthday I've had in quite a long time.
Aww.
It's been lovely because I've got a bunch of flowers off you, which are... We'll have to put on the Instagram feed and show people before the day. I've got some lovely cards.
Yeah.
I've got so many bottles of champagne.
Really? Oh, no. I opened the fridge to get some milk out of my cup of tea. I was like, bloody hell.
Yeah, I think it's about six bottles.
Just rattling all over the top. Yeah,
a lot of Pink Bolly as well. Which
I know, posher.
Yeah, can I say? Can I say I'm a diva?
That's the way.
Yes. So what else has been happening with you, my love?
Well, where are we now? It's Monday. It's the, what is it, the 25th of March. I have been freelance for 8 days.
Okay, so when are the taxmen going to get you because you're freelancing for a big corporation and they're not paying your tax properly? Krista. Allegedly.
You know what? I got a tax rebate last year and it was excellent. But anyway, I left my job on two Wednesdays ago now. As a leaving present, they bought me a cat basket.
God.
Which...
You're such a cat lady, aren't you now?
I mean... See, that seems to have become my reputation very quickly. But what I will say is, the cat has zero interest in it, and I feel really guilty.
Oh, really? Oh, well.
Got it home, and I was like, Tiki, look! Little present for you. And he just walked up to it, stuck his head, it's got like a little, like, lid. And he, like, stuck his head in it, and he was like, no. Just
I'm really off. Like, no, thanks.
It's like, oh, great.
Talking about things that you're not interested in, I don't care for cake. Sorry.
Okay, fine.
I'm not a big fan of cake. Mm-hmm. Whenever you and I've been out,
yeah,
you'll notice.
You're not a pudding man.
No. Really. Unless we go to Maison Batou. Which do the best cakes in London.
Oh my God. So.
If not the world.
Last Saturday? Saturday before last.
Saturday before last, yeah, because it's just
I was in town. We went out for a lovely meal, didn't we? We went to, what's it called? La Polo Porchetta?
The Polo Porchetta Bar, which is. Oh. The pig chicken restaurant or chicken
it,
pig.
It was the best Italian food I think I've ever had.
It's authentic Italian food, yeah. As well.
Yeah.
Everybody's Italian in there. It's great.
It was beautiful. And I was really worried because we got in there, didn't we? And the only table upstairs was right next to the door. I thought, this is going to be an absolute...
It was cold.
It was really cold. But then we were sat... Right behind the oven, so
yeah,
just flipping boiling by.
Yeah,
but that door kept swinging open, and I just thought, oh my God, this is gonna. I have to be like, oh, this is lovely, and then inside I'm gonna be like, fuck's sake, why was that next to a door? But the food was just incredible.
Yeah,
it was so nice. I had this. Oh, we shared a garlic bread with me, which, in hindsight, probably too many carbs. But
yeah, I don't think I've managed to finish my calzone either.
No, and I had the gnocchi.
Oh, I love gnocchi,
which was just. Beautiful.
Yeah.
And then after that, I like to get Jack a little something.
Yeah.
You know, like a little treat.
I've had a nice time with Erin again.
Yeah, and you've been at work.
A lovely restaurant.
So we went to Maison Batou.
Yeah.
Which I'd never been to before, which seems crazy.
And you even lived in London.
Yeah, yeah. And I must have walked past it like hundreds of times and thought, that place looks sweet. But just like, it's quite unassuming, isn't it? It's just like a bit of an old school shop front. There's loads of cakes in the
£8.60.
Oh my God. And it is ran by the most crackers but brilliant woman ever. She's like
£8.60.
Old school. She keeps telling you how much stuff costs. Even though you got your card out or the cash in your hand, she just keeps telling you. And she just ignores you, whatever you're doing, but she'll just tell you how much.
Hi, how are you?
And talk to you like your bloody mate.
I'm good, thanks. £8.60.
So I was asking her, like, oh, is that a chocolate cheesecake?
No.
She was like,
No.
No. I was like, well, what is it? There's no signs up that tell you what the food is.
Yeah.
So you've got to guess. And she was like, it's a mousse cake. I'm like, okay, well, please go have a slice of that. Yeah, of course you can. And then I said, oh, is this an apple cake? No, it's pear. Okay, cool. I'll have a slice of that as well, please. Okay. So how are you? Like, we're old mates or something. And I was just like, yeah, I'm really good, thank you. How are you? And she was like, oh, fine. You know how it is. Absolutely fine.
£8.60.
And then she just kept saying £8.60 at me about 10 times. It's like, but I have my card in my hand.
Yeah.
Like, ready to be like, yes. I mean, I don't even know. I didn't even know how much it was going to be because there are no, to tell you what flavour the cake is or anything or how much it is. So.
But they make them fresher every day, which is. It's amazing. And the old French guy who owns it. Who's got the clubbed foot and he's you can just hear him knocking about the place every now and then. He's so old now though.
Yeah. Well he was the man that so she puts the cakes in like the little box, didn't she? And then she handed it to this at first I didn't realise, she handed it to this old man sat at a table and I was like, why has he got my cakes? And then I looked and he was like fastening the box together and like tying the ribbon around.
Talking to himself.
Yeah. And I was like, is he talking to me? I don't know what I'm It's like, I'm really not reading this situation well at all.
That's why I was like, I'll meet you outside because I know how crazy they are.
Thank you, lucky bugger.
But was it worth it?
It was bloody amazing.
Yeah.
And I was really impressed actually because we drive up and down from Leeds to London. And I thought, what are they going to be like by the time I've got off the tube, got into the car, got home? You know, they're probably going to be all like battered and bruised. But they were absolutely perfect. Not that they would have tasted any different anyway. And they were, yeah, it was really nice stuff. So the next day, we had like a little fika, a little afternoon break. And nice. Yeah, we had tea and cake, like two old ladies. And it was lovely. It was really, really nice.
Nice, isn't it?
So I would recommend a trip to Maison Berthon. And in the Observer Food Monthly, the bloody £8.60 lady.
£8.60.
She was like on the first page.
Yeah.
I nearly fell off the chair when I was like, bloody hell, she's following me everywhere. But there's a lovely story in there from this project, and we'll link to it in the notes.
Sure.
I can't quite remember what it's called, but it's like Hospitality London or something. It's like long service. So they're only, this project follows people who have worked in the hospitality and catering industry for at least 18 years, and she's been at Maison Berthon since the 70s.
She started as a Saturday girl,
yeah,
didn't she?
And that article ends with, I started as a Saturday girl, and I think that's how I'm going to finish.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, that's so lovely.
I just hope it doesn't close, because the thing about Soho is all that independence is gone now. It's all, you know, Wasabi and Eat and Pret and Costa and it's
every corner.
Yeah, it's just the gentrification of Soho. Whereas before it was a bit seedy, a bit independent.
Yeah, a bit gritty.
Know. Yeah, I quite like that. I'm gonna miss that when it's gone. Because that's the reason that people come to
London,
places like this.
Yeah, yeah. They want to see that side of it.
So going full circle back to where we started this.
Oh, yes.
Being freelance,
yes. So that's kind of why I'm staying here, isn't it?
Yes.
So got a couple of meetings tomorrow. Had a few meetings last week. Got a few things that I'm thinking about. And I just kind of want to see where the wind takes me, really. Trying not to be too me about it and stress out about, you know, not having a permanent job.
I can't cope without the stability of...
It's a bit scary, I'm not going to lie. But,
yeah, but, you know, fair play to you, do it. If you can.
If I can't do it now, I don't know when I'll be able to do it. And I want to try and give myself as much of a chance to, like, see what I can do and whether that's, you know, still working in like the media industry or whether that's trying something totally different, but where I can like utilise the skills that I've got, you know?
Whereas I'll never be able to do that. I like my regular salary too much, if I'm honest. So very briefly before we go on to something that we've learned this month. I was going to start going to the gym in January, but I decided not to because I read this thing on LinkedIn that said it was about somebody who's saying, "Oh, all these people who go to the gym in January with, you know,"
and it was
quite rude actually about fat people, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
It's saying all these fat people who go to the gym with their brand new trainers in January, you know, and all the rest of it. And I was like, right, I'll start going to the gym from February. So I started going at the end of January, beginning of February. And the first moment I walked in, I got these lovely brand new trainers, which are really, really nice. I walked in. And the first thing the personal trainer said to me was, "Oh my God, I love your trainers." So I stopped going after that because I was like, oh, that kind of proves it. So that's my little gym story. Hopefully next month I can share some very, 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 very life-changing, interesting news.
Yes.
That if I'm alive at this time next month.
You will definitely be alive. In body.
If not spirit, I'll be hangry for sure.
Mm.
That's a slight understatement.
Absolutely. We've got a lot to cover next time, I think. But I think, it's going to be a big change.
Yes.
Changes are afoot.
Yes, the times they are a-changing.
The times they are a-changing.
As Bob Dylan would say.
Indeed.
So what did you learn this month, Lucy Critchley?
I think that I've learned this month is... So Jamila Jamil, who was a Radio 1 presenter, and she's now in The Good Place. She set up this, I guess it's a campaign, called I Weigh. I don't know if you've seen it on Instagram.
I think you mentioned this last month.
She, it's incredible. So she's set this, basically the Kardashians, who I am less than a fan of, had this campaign with all these like numbers on them.
All right.
Like painted on them. And a lot of people thought that was like their worth, you know, like financial worth, like, or like, you know, followers or, yeah, you know, like that kind of thing. But it wasn't, it was their like measurements and their weight.
All right.
Which just seems absolutely insane to measure people who earn fucking shitloads of money just by like, you know, the amount of pounds that they weigh. And so she set up this campaign, which sort of really taken off, and I think it's really interesting about like body positivity and sort of feeling comfortable with who you are and
okay,
and stuff. So people have sent in their own like I weighs, so it's like all these different attributes about yourself. So you might be like I weigh, you know, great friendship group, lovely apartment, good job, there's people who think really highly of me, I'm well regarded in my industry, you know, all those kind of things. That is like,
yes, you are all of those things.
Yes, you are. And that's like all, you know, all the things that you, that make you who you are, not the fact that you are, you know, 12 stone.
Yeah.
Do you know
yeah
what I mean?
Yeah, no, I absolutely understand what you mean.
She is a guest on Emma Gannon's Control Alt Delete podcast.
Okay.
And the interview is just amazing.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
I have to have a listen up for that.
Listen to it in the car on the way home from London on Sunday last week. And I was like, yes, Jamila. Like, just like felt so inspired by it. And her, just the way that she just like takes no shit. She's obviously got a very comfortable life. And now she's in a good place. She's given, you know, more of a platform because more people know who she is.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's really nice to see someone using that for good. And she just rips the piss out of the Kardashians the whole time. I think it's fantastic.
I'm not a huge fan of...
No, me neither.
I only heard the one with the big bum and the oil.
Oh, yeah.
I only heard her speak for the first time the other day.
Oh, yeah, I don't think I've heard any of them speak.
Yeah.
No. That's it, they're just like...
And the thing that annoys me is I know about them.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've never seen that programme.
Mm, yeah,
and it
exactly
annoys me.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. They're just everywhere.
Yes.
So, did you know that OJ?
Yes, I did.
God. I can't even say
that. Rob Kardashian was there.
His
best friend.
Best friend, yeah, yeah. OJ's best friend.
Yes, I've seen that documentary series as well.
People, oh my God. So, me and Jack were watching that and I was like, that's not Kim Kardashian, yeah, is yeah it? And I was like, oh my God, like I had no idea at the yeah time. Yeah. That's madness. Absolutely madness. See, they're everywhere. They get everywhere.
Yeah, even back then.
So what is your thing you've learned?
Two things, actually. Firstly, I think growing up in the household that I grew up in, mm-hmm, you were never... My mother always had the centre of attention, so you were never allowed to be upset, because it would always turn back to her. You were never allowed yeah to be sick, because only she was allowed to be sick. I think what I've realised over the past month, because I've had a really, really difficult month in all aspects of life, that I realised it's okay to not be okay, and it's okay to be unhappy sometimes. Mm-hmm. And it's, you don't have to do that man thing where you lock it away. And my sister was saying, you've got this great knack, Erin, of you'll just... Something won't go right, and you go, right, I'm just going to lock that away under a rocking key over here, and then mm-hmm I'm just going to pretend that's not happening.
Yeah.
She's out until it massively becomes a bigger thing yeah and explodes out.
It all comes to a head,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Absolutely. So I think realising that actually it's fine to be like that. And again, I don't want this to sound like I'm constantly going back to my mummy issues, but everything circles back to
who
the same thing. Exactly. Is that I'd always been told that people don't really like me. So that had always been in my head. So I think on
that
Friday...
That makes me really sad.
And I know, but it's just one of those things, one of those psychological things you need to get over yourself. It was on Friday when I was at work, and I brought in so many cakes and so many sweets and stuff, and it all went. And everybody came up to my desk and said, happy birthday. And then so many people came out for my birthday, and they made such an effort. And my boss just turned to me and she was like, see, people do really like him. They have a, you know... And I was just like, oh, that's really nice. So I think underestimating my niceness, as it yeah were, and it's okay not to be okay sometimes as well.
Yeah.
And probably the two things, they're very personal things, very yeah selfish things. But I think for me, those are the things that I certainly learned this month. And never get into a relationship with somebody who's going to have to leave and move on to the other side of the world, because it will absolutely tear you my heart into tiny little pieces, especially when they are emotionally retarded themselves.
There's some issues to unpick, though.
Yeah,
there?
There's a few things there. Anyway, Freud. I think it, at the time that we're at, that's probably the end of the pod.
Well, you know, hopefully you know more now, but you are well loved.
Yes.
You are well loved.
Your card was very nice. It came with the flowers for the birthday. Thank you.
Very well respected. You're great.
Thanks.
Some people are dicks.
Yes, they are. So let me take time to appreciate that compliment. I don't do compliments very well.
And you've got this. So
in it.
We've got this.
Yes.
And I think sometimes you've got to put yourself first, you've got to realise what you have to give.
I'm a strong, independent woman.
You're a strong, independent woman.
And I don't
woman,
need
part
no man.
Two. You don't.
on that awkward note, it's at Fancy a Brew
Pod.
There
oh,
we
I
go.
Always get it wrong. Yes.
On Instagram and Twitter.
Indeed. And Fancy a Brew Pod at gmail.com.
And it's at Aaron, not Aaron. Thank you, as he couldn't record with my boyfriend.
Oh, yes.
You...
Oh, yes. Aaron moonlighted on, I can't remember, we'll have to link to that as well.
I think it was about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, an episode of A Secret Recorded with My Boyfriend, which is a podcast that we would definitely recommend
it's
to check out.
Hilarious.
Yes. And listen out for, they're in the two shades of green being the same reference, which
yes.
which gets me every time.
Yes.
That's all I'll say.
And something about beef jerky, which
beef
is,
jerky.
He's obsessed with.
Yes.
And
yeah,
Kat from EastEnders baps out on display, which is hilarious. If you get a chance to listen
anyway.
To it, it's really, really funny.
Yes.
So yeah, at Aaron Trains on the old Instagram. I do check the Twitter, but you'll see it's mostly just me regurgitating things about Brexit, so you're probably best sticking to the Instagram than the Twitter.
And I am at Little Leeds Kitchen on Instagram. You probably get me on there more than on my other one, but if you want my other one, it's at Lucy Duffield, and it's also at Lucy Duffield on Twitter as well.
And if you do go to Ms. Number 2 after our recommendation, do mention the pod, do mention that
let them know.
We recommended you, and do at us in your pictures on Instagram,
yes,
and
please.
Twitter, so we can enjoy the awesomeness. All I can recommend in that place is the cheesecake. You've not had that yet. You've had the mousse. It's a mousse, not a cheesecake.
No, she told me right off. £8.60.
£8.60.
See you next time.
Goodbye.
Bye.